USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in Florida have confirmed an 11th death in the partial collapse of a Surfside condominium tower. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava making the announcement Monday as the search and rescue operation continued into a fifth day. Officials say rescue crews are still hopeful they can find an air pocket where there may still be survivors. Cava said teams have been working around the clock since the collapse last Thursday. That collapse coming just days before the building's owners were about to start paying for more than $9 million worth of repairs to the structure. And Tropical Storm Danny has made landfall in South Carolina after forming earlier in the day. Forecasters say it could bring several inches of rain and winds around 40 miles an hour to South Carolina and parts of Georgia and Alabama. The fourth named storm of the hurricane season is expected to weaken quickly now that it's over land. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Iranian-backed militias have launched rocket attacks at U.S. troops in northeastern Syria in response to being hit with airstrikes on Sunday night. The exchange coming as the Biden administration is pushing to return to a nuclear deal with Iran. Speaking with reporters while hosting Israeli President Reuven Rivlin at the White House, President Biden told Rivlin that Iran wouldn't get a nuclear weapon under his watch.
As the American press here can tell you, my commitment to Israel is, well, they can't tell you anything, actually, they're not supposed to, but it's ironclad. It's real. It's something that I often say, if there weren't Israel, we'd have to invent one. And this includes, we're committed to unwavering commitment to self-defense. And today we're going to be discussing a broad range of challenges, including Iran. What I can say to you, Iran will never get a nuclear weapon on my watch, as they say.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
For the second time in the 5 months since he was inaugurated, President Joe Biden ordered a U.S. bombing raid on Syria. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has the details.
The United States carried out airstrikes Sunday evening near the Iraq-Syria border on Iranian-backed militias. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the strikes were ordered by President Biden in retaliation for a number of unmanned aerial vehicle attacks on American personnel and facilities in Iraq, calling them a matter of self-defense. It's the second time in his 5 months in office that Biden has ordered an attack on targets in Syria, the last coming in February in response to a rocket attack on American forces. The Pentagon says there have been a handful of UAV attacks and dozens of rocket attacks on U.S. forces in the area, prompting the latest round of airstrikes.
New York City voters headed to the polls last week to choose their candidates for the mayoral race later this year. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams currently holds the lead in the Democratic primary, while Curtis Sliwa won the Republican nomination. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis praises the parties and voters for taking a stand against violent crime at the ballot box on Fox Business.
Both parties on Tuesday's primary night to elect a new mayor to follow Mayor de Blasio, they both selected the candidate who positioned themselves as the law and order candidate.
Exit polls showing crime was a major concern for most voters. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.